Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
How much is enough? How much grief needs to go on camera in an audience for the general public to feel that Savannah Guthrie and her family are grieving to an adequate level? Why is that even a question? Why is that even something we're talking about or thinking about? You got me. But there's far too many people out there seemingly with an opinion that either they're grieving too little, too much, too this, too that, too... Why is it any of your business anyhow? Savannah Guthrie sat across from Jenna Bush Hager and said something that really should haunt every person who has typed a comment about the family's grieving process on a video, on a post, whatever. Months into the disappearance of her 84-year-old mother, blood on the porch, pacemaker disconnected in the middle of the night, no arrest, no suspect, no answers. She looked into the camera and said, I know maybe people wonder, like, what's going on? How is she able to do that job? Is she not thinking about it? Did she forget? And then she said, no, never. That right there. A daughter whose mother was taken from her own bed had to go on national television and assure people she'd never met, people she will never meet, that she still thinks about her missing mother. Does that make you feel good? She still thinks, okay. Does that check a box in your mind that she informed you that she's feeling enough grief? That she hasn't moved on? That the smile she puts on at the anchor desk doesn't mean she's forgotten the woman who raised her? Because enough strangers from enough keyboards screamed loud enough and long enough that it required a public response. That is where we are at in the Nancy Guthrie case. Not in the investigation, in the audience. Something has broken in the way people are watching this case, and it needs to be talked about. What is happening to the Guthrie family has almost nothing to do with finding Nancy. It has everything to do with a culture that decided a real family's worst nightmare is a show. And they are the critics. And they've given themselves permission to review every performance. And the cruelest part isn't even the loudest accusation. It's the one Savannah could barely get through when Hoda Kotb asked her about it directly, one word. And we will get there. Here's what happened. The internet looked at the Guthrie family and did what the internet does. It cast them, Savannah's the famous one, so every move she makes in public visible and scorable. Her sister Annie is the one who was there that night. She had dinner with Nancy the evening before she disappeared, so everything about Annie's life gets run through a suspicion filter that she didn't build and can't dismantle. Her brother, Cameron, he's the quiet one, in silence, as the internet has decided is always suspicious when you've already made up your mind that someone's hiding something. Annie's husband, Tommaso, is the outsider. Married in. He's the rock and roll musician, the kind of person the internet loves to circle around like vultures because he doesn't fit whatever pattern they've projected onto this family from their own families. None of these are investigative conclusions. None of them are based on evidence. They are casting choices. Strangers Look at the Family in Crisis assigned each of them the character archetype for a true crime documentary that they've already seen, and now every single thing those people do gets measured against a script that exists only in the heads of the people grading them. Savannah posts on Instagram, analyzed. Annie doesn't post, analyzed. Someone smiles in a photo and they're not grieving correctly. Someone doesn't appear in a photo and they're distancing themselves. Someone hires an attorney, guilty behavior. Someone doesn't hire an attorney, they should be worried. It's a closed system. Every input confirms whatever the person behind the keyboard decided before they started typing. And the Guthrie family is trapped inside it. They didn't build the game. They can't win the game. Because the game was designed so that no answer passes. Look at the scorecard. Just look at it. Savannah took leave from the Today Show on February 1st, the day her mother was reported missing. The criticism started immediately. Why isn't she in Tucson? Why isn't she in front of cameras begging for her mother's return? Why is she hiding? She sat down with Hoda for her first public interview in late March. She cried. She talked about her family. She talked about the investigation. The commentary pivoted instantly. She's too composed. Is she really caring? Is she crying? That felt rehearsed. Those aren't real tears. She's a TV professional. She knows how to perform emotion. And she announced she was going to go back to work. She'd returned to the Today Show on April 6, 64 days after her mother vanished. One group said she was going back too soon. How can you smile on television when your mother might be dead? That's cold. That's someone who's moved on. The other group said, she waited too long. A real fighter would have been back in front of the cameras sooner, keeping the story alive, using her platform. 2 months at home, that's someone who gave up. That's someone who doesn't care. That's someone who knows more than they're saying. She wore yellow on her first day back. Her co-anchor, Craig Melvin, wore yellow too. Some people analyze that as a coordinated PR strategy. She went out to the plaza at Rockefeller Center and teared up, thanking fans for their letters and prayers. Some people said it was genuine and moving. Of course, others said it was performed for the cameras at Rockefeller Center. Others said if she was really that devastated, she wouldn't be at work at all. She walked off the set mid-broadcast one morning in April. No explanation from NBC. And immediate theory. Speculation it was a break in the case, or a breakdown, or both, or neither. Later came out that NBC had created a code word to pull Savannah from the set if there was a development in her mother's case. Think about that. She goes to work every single morning knowing that at any moment someone might walk over and say the word. The word that could mean they found her mother. The word that could mean they found her mother's body. She sits at that desk carrying that weight every morning at 7 a.m. And she shows up anyway. And people at home, people who have never carried anything close to that weight, grade her performance through their keyboards, through their phones. Every entry contradicts one another. She's too visible or too invisible, too emotional or too composed, too soon or too late, too strong or too fragile. There's no version of events, none, zero, where Savannah Guthrie does this correctly in the eyes of these people. And that's the tell. When someone can't do anything right, no matter what they do. The problem was never them. The problem is the person keeping score. The scorecard was designed so that every answer fails, and the people filling it out don't see the contradiction because they're not evaluating a human being, they're reviewing a character. And when the character doesn't behave the way they wrote it in their heads, they call it suspicious. And it doesn't stop at Savannah. What they've done to her sister is worse, because Annie doesn't have a national platform to push back. Annie Guthrie had dinner with her mother on the night of January 31st. That fact, that ordinary, unremarkable human fact, became the foundation of an entire conspiracy. Social media users picked apart Annie and Tommaso's lives, their movements, their social media presence, their personal history, people who've never met them, who have never spoken to them, who have zero access to the investigation, built detailed narratives about their involvement that were treated as credible analysis by audiences of tens of thousands. The speculation got loud enough and persistent enough that law enforcement increased patrols around Annie's home, not because investigators found something new, because the audience got dangerous. The Pima County Sheriff said it as plainly as any public official has. The family has been nothing but cooperative and gracious and are victims in this case. To suggest otherwise is not only wrong, it is cruel. The Guthrie families are victims, plain and simple. That was February 16th. Every family member, every spouse cleared publicly, explicitly, categorically. And guess what? The first people you're going to clear is the family. So that happened really quick. No, it really didn't. February 16th is when that came out. It was a good 16 days of tracking down leads from the moment they began this investigation. They looked. They didn't find anything. The real investigators didn't find anything there. It didn't matter, though. The clearance itself became the plot point. In the version of this story that the critics are watching, the cops clearing the family isn't resolution, it's a cover-up. Because in a drama, the cleared suspect is always the real suspect. That's how the third act works. That's what happens in the documentary they watched last month. So the clearance isn't evidence, it's foreshadowing. And the people who believe that cannot be reached by facts, because they aren't operating in a fact-based framework. They're watching a show. Except Annie Guthrie isn't a character in a show. She's a woman whose mother is gone. And she doesn't have the Today Show anchor desk to sit behind and explain herself. She doesn't have Hoda Kotb across from her asking the question that lets her respond. She just absorbs it in silence while patrol cars drive past her house because the audience decided she was suspicious. And Savannah knows exactly what her sister is carrying. Well, Hoda finally asked her about the family speculation, the whispers, the theories, the accusations aimed at her own siblings. Savannah didn't get defensive. She didn't list evidence. She didn't cite the sheriff. She said, "No one took better care of my mom than my sister and brother-in-law. And no one protected my mom more than my brother." She called Nancy their shining light, their matriarch. She said, "She's all we have." A sister defending her family to strangers on television because it was the only megaphone available. And the noise had gotten so loud that not responding was no longer an option. That never should have been required of her. Not once, not ever. So let me say it directly to every person who spent months doing that. And following the case, commenting on the case, is not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the directed attacks at this family, based on theories that have been pulled out of someone's ass on a TikTok. You are not investigators. You are the audience. Every comment like that that's been typed questioning the family's grief, analyzing their movements, grading their tone in an interview or a photograph or in an Instagram post, every one of those comments was an act of consumption, not investigation. Not a single person who built a theory about Annie's dinner or Savannah's smile or Cameron's silence picked up the phone and called the FBI tip line. Not one of them filed a document. Not one of them did a single thing that moved the actual investigation forward by one inch. What they did was post. What they did was argue in comment sections. What they did was construct narratives about real people and treat the engagement they received, the likes, the replies, the reshares, as proof that they were on to something. That's not detective work. That's fandom with a cruelty streak. And the fact that it's dressed up in the language of just asking questions And something doesn't add up, doesn't change what it is. It's entertainment, and they know it's entertainment. They just don't want to admit it, because admitting it means admitting they're actually doing something to real people. That audience there decided this was their show. They cast the family, they assigned motives, they graded performances, they wrote the scripts, and when the investigation went quiet, when there was no new developments to consume, they turned the characters. Because in a show, when nothing's happening, something must be hiding somewhere. In real life, when nothing's happening in an investigation, it usually means investigators are working and aren't ready to say what they know. Those are very different things. And the people grading Savannah Guthrie's yellow dress do not care about the difference. And the most perverse part, the part that should embarrass every person who's participated in that, is that the people doing it think they're on Nancy's side. They think they're fighting for her. They think the family should be grateful for the scrutiny because at least someone is paying attention. At least somebody cares enough to ask the hard questions. But scrutinizing Savannah's outfit and her choices is not paying attention to Nancy. Mapping Annie's Instagram activity is not paying attention to Nancy. Debating whether Cameron has made enough public statements is not paying attention to Nancy. It is the opposite. Every single second spent performing forensic analysis on a daughter's grief is a second spent looking away from the only person in this entire case who needs to be found. You are not keeping Nancy's name alive by dragging her family through mud. You're making it harder for them to survive long enough to get an answer, and you are giving yourself credit for the damage. Before Savannah went back to the Today Show, she told Hoda how she was thinking about it. She said her mother would have told her the same thing she always told her. Honey, just keep going. Just keep going. And then she said something that should have silenced every critic who came after her for returning to work. She said, I want to smile, and when I do, it will be real, and my joy will be my protest. My joy will be my answer. That's not a woman who forgot her mother. That's a woman choosing to survive her mother's disappearance by doing the only thing she can control, showing up. And she told you publicly that the smile was an act of defiance, not indifference, and the critics graded it for her anyway. Savannah's word. When Hoda asked her point blank on camera about the speculation that her family was involved, Savannah didn't argue, didn't get angry, and didn't do any of the things the audience would have written for her character if they'd been holding the pen. She said one word. Unbearable. Then it piles pain upon pain. There are no words. There are no words I don't understand, and I will never understand. That's not a media-trained response. That's not a talking point from a crisis consultant. That's a person breaking on camera because she had no other option, because the volume of cruelty from strangers got so loud that silence wasn't survivable anymore, because enough people decided that a family's private grief was public property, and she had to stand in front of millions of people and say out loud what should have never needed to be said. My family loves my mother. We didn't do this. Please stop. And somewhere right now, as I'm recording this, someone is reading a transcript of that interview and typing a comment about her. Her body language doesn't seem right. There's an 84-year-old woman who's been missing since January. She went to bed in her own home and she never woke up again. Her family has spent every day since in a kind of grief most people will never understand. Thank your lucky stars. The kind with no body, no funeral, no arrest, no answers. The kind where the phone could ring at any moment with the best news or the worst news, and you don't get to know which one until you pick it up. They are surviving this barely, publicly, under conditions that no human being should have to endure. And a portion of the internet looked at that and decided the family was more interesting than the crime. They're not. They never were. Nancy Guthrie is the story. Nancy Guthrie has always been the story. And every person who spent months grading her children's grief owes them something they'll never provide. The basic human decency of shutting the F up and letting a family survive this in whatever way they find appropriate. You don't get to grade their grief. You don't get to get a scorecard. You never did. Your thoughts. in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in with your feedback. The cruelty of human beings can be quite astounding. Like I said, we'll continue that conversation in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.